Right, I'm delighted to say Richard Marshall has joined me, head of Challenge Cup this weekend. Rich, how's the preparation been this week? Did you learn anything about your opposition last week? And did you learn anything about yourselves? I mean, obviously playing Castleford in the previous week.
Yeah, we're excited about the Challenge Cup. Obviously, it's a breakaway from the Super League competition. We know a little bit about the opposition. They know a little bit about us. And we've spoken, upsetting them and finding our rhythm this week, but also keeping disciplined. I think that's important in against Castleford. They're a very good attacking team, so we've got to limit their threats too. But go out and enjoy it, you know, and play with some flair and passion.
Has that become a bit of a concern for you, the discipline and sort of giving penalties away? I mean, it's hard to put your finger on it sometimes with certain referees and that, but is that something you've had to work on this week? And how do you combat that? What do you change?
Well, you've got to work on our individual technique, tackle technique. If there's any, you know, high tackles or any late footwork, you're liable to get a high tackle against us. So we've got to be better in that department. On sides and off sides, we've got to make sure we're disciplined with the referee and cop the decisions and just roll our sleeves up and get on with it. Don't get frustrated. Take our frustrations out on the opposition, not the referee. So yeah, there's a couple of learns within that. But at the same time, we want a fair rub of the green off the referees. But at the same time, we've got to look after our own discipline.
Do you think it's a case of sort of not working harder sometimes, but working perhaps a bit smarter?
It's a fair assessment. And when you know when you try and work or overwork, you might get a late step and reach an arm out. So there's things there that we can combat, but we're just giving too much field position away through our lack of the discipline. And we've worked it out. We're looking at around 18 to 20 sets per game with errors and discipline and penalties. So we'd be a fantastic team if we didn't do that. So that's what we've spoke about.
Can you give us an update on the injuries? You've got a couple of players coming back this week. You know, you'd be welcome additions back to the squad. But we're also losing a few players as well, aren't we? Can you give us a bit of an update on that?
Sarge will be back, Dan Sargentson, Elijah, Taylor, Paulie, possibly Ryan Lannan. So we've got a few who are chomping at the bit to play. Andy Akers, he's going to be out of the squad, though. He's rolled his ankle in training. So that's probably the position where, you know, we feel we need a bit of continuity in that hooking role. We've not really got going in that department yet because of injuries. Danny Addy, obviously I played last week, and we just want to get these lads getting some minutes under the belts and finding our combinations. But yeah, aside from that, we're not too. I'm glad Kellen Watkins came through his first comeback game. So there'll be a couple of changes this week within the squad, a couple forced and some just to find our rhythm.
Elijah Taylor back in the squad as well. He'll be definitely a welcome addition. Will Elijah play? Is he any plans to play?
We hope so. He's had a good rest last couple of weeks from his shoulder complaint. So hopefully he'll be fine. Take the field. Dan Sargentson as well, who'll offer us some work and effort and attitude in backfield.
As you said before, fresh competition, the Challenge Cup. You're at the quarter-final stages now. A victory in this game on Saturday could be a catalyst in the league. We've seen that before from teams, you know, gain confidence. So you must be excited about the prospects of a cup tie quarter final. I know it's on a neutral ground with no supporters there, but the cup's a prestigious competition, isn't it? And it means a lot to the supporters as well.
Yeah, it does. And we've had some success within the competition over the last season. And we want to get success this year. We know it'll be difficult going over to Leeds and playing. Castleford are in decent form, but yeah, it's a breakaway from Super League. It's a one-off game, 80 minutes. And if we can put together our plan and execute that, we won't be too far off. We're really confident off the back of last week. Our first 20, 30 minutes was really good. If we can sustain that for the 80 minutes, I'm sure we'll be fine.
Have you got any favourite memories of the Challenge Cup, Rich, from like when you were growing up or anything like that? Did you follow a team, or have you got any sort of memories that stand out for you with the Challenge Cup?
It's a great competition. It is. Obviously, I remember the Wigan dominating in the 90s, watching that fantastic Wigan team. And a lot of Challenge Cup history. I was an assistant at Warrington, managed to get to three finals and win them all. So I've also been a losing finalist as an assistant at St Helens, so I've seen both sides of it. It's a great competition. Hopefully, you know, that Wembley will be up to our fans. All the fans will be involved, hopefully, by the time it comes round, the final comes round. But let's get this game. Let's put a performance together for this week and see where that takes us. But in theory, you're 160 minutes, aren't you, like?
Definitely, Rich. Well, thanks very much for speaking to us. Appreciate it as always. And all the very best of luck for Salford and yourself on Saturday.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you very much.